Our next presentation, titled Impact of STD Mobile Clinics on Syphilis Incidence Among Underserved Residents of Houston, Texas, The Effects of Time and Space. And today the presentation will be by the second author of this group, Bairu Yang, Bureau of Epidemiology, Houston Department of Health and Human Services.
Good afternoon. Thank you for being here. I'm delighted to share some very exciting results with you all. My talk today is an evaluation study to evaluate the impact of STD mobile clinics on syphilis outbreak. The effects of time and space. So based on the report by CDC, Houston ranked second in the US for syphilis in 2007. So yes, we had a syphilis outbreak in 2007 in Houston and Harris County. The primary and secondary syphilis diagnosis increased by 28% in 2007 compared to the same period in 2006. As a result, the health department deployed two mobile clinics and also declared that the city was experiencing an outbreak to provide services to residents in underserved populations, including testing, treatment, and education services related to the STDs. This diagram shows you the syphilis rates by race and ethnicity in Houston and Harris County between 2000 and 2009. So there are two points I would like to make on this slide. First is about disparity. As you can see, this red line represents the syphilis rates across the years in Africa and America. And they have the highest rate among all race ethnicity groups across the years. The second point I would like to make is that the syphilis rate peaked in 2007. And then in 2008, the rate decreased, and again, it decreased in 2009. So what I would like to focus today in this presentation is what exactly happened in the 12-month period in 2007, and as it related to mobile clinic. So, so let me show you a little bit more information about the mobile clinics. As I said before, the health department deployed two mobile clinics during the syphilis outbreak to provide HIV testing, syphilis testing, gonorrhea testing, and chlamydia testing, as well as risk reduction education. And this picture is one of our mobile clinics, and we have two. It's a recreational vehicle that can accommodate two individuals at one time. And so you may want to ask, how did we decide where did the mobile clinic go? And in fact, the health department would provide epidemiological evidence to the community partners. And jointly, the community and the health department decided which zip codes the mobile clinic would like to target. And this map shows you the location of syphilis testing facilities in Houston and Harris County. So as you can see, these colors represent the rates of syphilis in Houston and Harris County. The darker the color, the higher the rates. And these dots represent the number, the locations of the freestanding or fixed location clinics that provide syphilis testing. So the bigger of these circles represent more number of the cases we're diagnosing that particular location. Notice this map does not show the cases diagnosed on the mobile clinics. So as you can see from this map, these three areas, Acres Home, Montrose, and South Central areas are the areas have more vulnerable populations, and these two areas are poor neighborhoods, and the Montrose areas have more men who have sex with men and have like more bars and things like that. So these three areas were decided to be the major areas where the mobile clinics would go during the syphilis outbreak in 2007. So this map shows you mobile clinic frequencies and the density of syphilis case counts in three dimensions. So the taller the bar, higher the frequency of the mobile clinic frequency to that particular zip code. And the darker the color, the higher number of syphilis cases. So you like to see, you know, the darker color correlated with higher, the taller of the bars. And so from this particular map, we generated our study question. It does seem to us that, you know, the mobile clinic went to the areas where they're supposed to go. So our study question is, did it make an impact? Did it actually help to decrease the number of syphilis cases in Houston during 2007? So our study objectives, to assess the effect of the mobile clinics on syphilis during 2007 syphilis outbreak in Houston. Also, to identify the factors that may influence the magnitude and direction of any changes in syphilis incidence across time. Simply put, did the mobile clinic work? So this is our methodology. The mobile clinic impact was assessed in a two-arm quasi-experimental design of stimulus and control zip codes. And the stimulus zip codes are defined as the zip codes where the mobile clinic frequent. Control zip codes are just the opposite. And the data were analyzed in a three-level linear growth curve model using HRM6. Data sources include administrative data, current population survey from census, and 2007 STD surveillance data. Here is the sample size. We included a total of 15,433 tests across 173 zip codes, broken down into two zip code groups, where the mobile clinic frequented and where the mobile clinic did not go, across 14 time points, which is the 2007 calendar years, as well as 1 month pre the response period and 1 month after. So there are 14 time points in each month. And our data was hierarchically structured. There are three levels. The first levels are the 14 time points that I just talked about. And the second levels are the attributes related to each of the zip codes. For example, the percentage of African American, the rate of unemployment, the duration and frequency of the mobile clinics, as well as the number of the testing. And at the third level is the mobile clinic zip codes versus none. So whether or not the mobile clinic went. And the main effect is the mobile clinic presence. And the main outcome is the mobile clinic is the syphilis incidence across time. So these are the measures: discrete and continuous time, baseline race ethnicity composition of zip codes, or the percentage of African Americans, monthly unemployment rates by each of the zip code, number of syphilis tests, frequency and duration of the mobile clinics, as well as the outcount, which is the syphilis incidence across time. So this is our model. At the first level, we test the outcome of syphilis incidence as a function of time. And at the level two, we test the effect of race ethnicity composition, the unemployment rates, and the mobile clinic dosage. And we define that by duration and frequency. So just be aware, duration is different from frequency. Duration is how long did the mobile clinic stay in one area, and frequency is how often did the mobile clinic go. And level three tests the main effects of the mobile clinics on the main outcome, which is the syphilis incidence across time. Here are the results. We found the average syphilis incidence in both zip code groups changed as a function of time. And the baseline levels in both zip code groups were similar in terms of race ethnicity, composition, and unemployment rate. However, we found out that zip codes with larger proportions of African American or Black residents had higher baseline levels of syphilis. And this kind of makes sense. And at the second level, we found out the mobile testing and general testing slowed the growth in syphilis incidence. The mobile testing decelerated growth more than the general testing. And you can, as you can see, the betas were negative, and they're both significant. So this is my last slide on the results, and this graph actually sums up everything that I said before. So as remember when I presented to you earlier, saying that we wanted to see exactly what happened in 2007, did mobile clinic work? And this green line represents the syphilis incidence in the zip codes where no mobile clinic frequent. And this orange line represents the syphilis incidence among the areas where the mobile clinic went. As you can see, there was a difference between the two lines. Even though the number of syphilis cases increased over time, sort of in both groups. And this is after controlling all of the factors. So the temporal rise in zip code incidence actually significantly decelerated among mobile clinic zip codes, which is represented by this orange line, but not among general testing zip codes, which is represented by the green line. And although this study proved that mobile clinic work, it at least subject to these limitations. First of all, it's a post hoc analysis. So we collected the data and we did the evaluation. So in addition, there are weaknesses, if there are any weaknesses associated with any of the data sets become the limitation of this analysis. For example, if the unemployment rate was not measured very correctly in that database, then we are subject to that limitation. However, the strengths also become the study strengths. And we are able to pull these different sources of data into this study and to look at the effects. So in conclusion, the mobile clinic was an effective tool in addressing the syphilis outbreak. While syphilis incidence increased in both groups of zip codes over time, mobile clinics had a greater impact on containment of the outbreak than general testing alone. And we controlled for all of the other factors that we considered. Increasing the duration and frequency of the mobile clinic presence in targeted zip codes would increase the impact on syphilis incidence. And that's the concept of the dosage, and which makes a lot of sense if you stay in one neighborhood longer or you go to a particular zip code more frequently than to provide education, testing, and treatment services, then you ought to see more impact on the mobile clinics. Last but not least, adjusting the duration and frequency of the mobile clinic deployment to zip codes with greater proportions of African-American residents is expected to increase the impact of mobile clinics. And this kind of, you know, come back to my initial slide about the disparity that, you know, African-American had the highest syphilis rate across the years. So they're definitely one of the groups that we would like to target. So some implications. We would like to have better tools to collect data from future deployment of mobile clinics. For example, now we can ascertain the months and the, you know, in terms of the duration and the frequency, and we would like to get down to the time period. Say if we can measure, you know, from 9 p.m. to 12 p.m. in a certain area at a corner of a pub, actually, we can better use our resources. We'll also want to include the other variables from census, for example, poverty level or linguistic isolation or education level to further adjust our outcome. So I would like to acknowledge my coworkers and especially the people who are in the room, Dr. Arafat, Marsha, and Dr. Diebold. Thank you for being here and hear what I have to say. And thank you. This is my contact information. Thank you for your time.